From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. 100 world leaders will gather at the United Nations today for a day that is designed to spur global action on climate change. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the meeting in order to put momentum behind the next climate treaty. It's supposed to be negotiated in Copenhagen in December, but with 3 months to go, prospects appear bleak. President Barack Obama will address the UN special session on climate, though the biggest holdup in the United States at the moment is the Senate, which is wrangling with health care policy instead of climate legislation. China's President Hu Jintao is also slated to make a major address at the United Nations. The climate talks have been hampered, among other things, by the global economy. The downturn is making it difficult for rich countries to pledge financial aid to the developing world, which is where climate change is expected to be felt hardest. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The government is sending out a reminder today to law enforcement around the country to be aware that the nation's transit systems are vulnerable to terrorist attacks. The warning comes from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. It points out that improvised explosive devices have been the most common method used in attacking mass transit and rail systems overseas. There is also some concern among officials in New York City about the possible use of backpack bombs on the city's mass transit system. Among the recommendations are for transit system officials to conduct random sweeps at terminals and stations. Police are also urged to board some trains and buses and make random patrols. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus is making last-minute changes to his proposed health overhaul bill to ease concerns that it's not generous enough to middle-income taxpayers. NPR's Julie Robner has more.
The Finance Committee this morning starts what could be several days of action on Baucus's health bill, which the Congressional Budget Office says could cost just under $800 billion over the next decade. But the measure to help the uninsured and try to control health care costs has been blasted by both Republicans and Democrats. The former say it gives the government too much control over the health system. Democrats say it doesn't provide enough help for middle-income taxpayers who'd be required to buy health insurance coverage. Last night, Baucus unveiled some last-minute changes intended to help make insurance more affordable and to lessen the penalties for those who don't get coverage as required. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Oil prices remained around $70 a barrel in Asian trading today after falling steeply overnight amid news that China's crude consumption fell in August. Benchmark crude for October delivery was up by 88 cents to $70.59 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Financial markets in Tokyo were closed today because of a holiday. This is NPR News. Maryland and New Jersey had the highest median household incomes in the country last year. That's according to the Census Bureau. The lowest median incomes were found in West Virginia and Mississippi. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Maryland led the nation with a median household income of $70,545. That was due largely to the state's wealthy suburbs, outside of Washington and Baltimore. New Jersey was the only other state with a median income of more than $70,000, and that was due to its proximity to major cities, New York and Philadelphia. At the other end of the scale, the median income in Mississippi was just $37,790. West Virginia was the only other state with less than $38,000. Between 2007 and 2008, the median household income nationwide fell by more than $600. Only one state saw its income fall 2 years in a row. That was Michigan, home to the nation's beleaguered auto business. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has a warning for anyone who attacks his country. He says Iran will retaliate with full might. The Iranian leader's remarks were made in a speech at a military parade marking the anniversary of the start of the 1980-1988 Iran-Iraq War. Ahmadinejad said that the Iranian armed forces will cut the hand of anyone in the world before it pulls the trigger against the Iranian nation. Such a speech is considered common for Ahmadinejad, but also reflects concern it could be targeted because of its nuclear facilities. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.